Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the East Seti Ranch, where things are really happening here. I mean, it's just been insane. We just had Paranormal State here for a visit, and they had their field trip, and the people here were just blown away. It was kind of an interesting mix. You know, we've got demon and ghost chasers mixing with people that are chasing a little higher, you might say, consciousness. So it was quite a mix, and but, you know, most people came here, had a great experience, and they got to see the ships, and they got to experience the energy here, and they took some wonderful Kundalini classes, which blew a lot of them wide open, and they got a lot more than they bargained for. So we've got some real major sightings going on here, and it's just ongoing. We're getting 43 ships one night, 30-something the next night. You know, we're checking them to see if they're satellites or not. We're looking at the data, and we've got some massive ships flying over here, brilliant gold ships. And it's not matching up with any of the data on the NASA JTRAC or Heavens Above. So they're not ours, folks. They're somebody else's, and they're very big, and they're coming in very low, and they're beautiful golden ships. And they're powering up for everybody on the ground to see. And this is kind of an ongoing experience. And it just keeps unfolding. We've got also a really good thing. We had a little flood damage here, and I lost a lot of books. So we just basically gave these books away. So a lot of people got copies for just a small donation of Reunion with Source and Becoming Gods and the other Ultimate Soul Journey. So we're pretty much running out of those. We have a few left, but mainly we're just giving those away by donation. And the other ones, if you want a nice, fresh copy, just go to the website and get these books, because these things are talking about what's happening now, and with the Earth changes, everything, the shift in higher consciousness energy, everything's in those books. And it's all unfolding right on cue. We've got contact has begun as well, and that's gone down to, I believe, 1995 on the website. So we've dropped the price there quite a bit. It used to be, I think, $29.95. We've dropped it down to $24, and now it's down to $19, which should be very, very affordable for anybody that wants to get that and share it with their friends. But that movie just changes people's lives. It shows the ships. It tells about who's on the ships and why they're here. And it goes into near-death experiences and ultra-dimensional realities and covers the whole enchilada, as well as the upcoming Earth changes having to do with the sun and some of the other major cycles going on. So anyway, I'd check into the website and see what's on, see what's there. We've got some amazing new video and a new short little DVD that people can check for free and see what's flying over East Seti and see all the news footage as well. But all that's up on the site now, and the Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference is also coming up here pretty soon, and this is going to be amazing. We just have a couple speakers up there right now. I'm waiting for confirmations before I put the other speakers up. But it's going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday this time, so people can stay over and participate in Kundalini workshops and other things as well. But before I go any further with this, I'm hoping Nahi is on the other line. Nahi, are you with us?
I'm with you.
Great. Great to have you back on the show.
Aloha.
Aloha. For those who don't know Nahi is a Hawaiian from Hawaii, straight here from Maui, and she's here visiting and doing some wonderful blessings on the land, and she does both Native American blessings and, you know, the kahuna tradition and lomi, and just, I mean, there's so many tools under her belt, I could go on forever, but overall, she's just a big bundle of love and joy.
Thank you.
That's the best way I can explain you, is a beamer. You know, just beam out that love and joy and bliss, and anybody that comes in contact with you, I know it's definitely altered.
Mahalo.
I was wondering, there's so many different directions we can go. I'd love to just have you talk a little bit, maybe about some of your experiences since you've been here and some of the things you've seen in the skies and how that felt, or how you experienced those connections, you might say.
Okay. Well, I remember, as I remember the first day I got here, and the energy of the land, it was pretty awesome. It was very high, and it was, I had to sort of like breathe into it. And I could, the first day while we were having dinner outside, it was still light, and I heard a frequency, a high pitch frequency in my ear, and my left ear, and I said, what's this? And when, as soon as I said, well, you know, what's this to James, there was a big, like a light in the sky. What did you call it? When they rev
the
up? Is that what they you say, James?
Yeah, when they do the dazzle duty and power up.
Power up. And it was huge. It was very awesome, and it was still twilight, really nice, as daylight sort of. And then I said, "Aha, they're here. They welcomed me," and I felt really very, you know, happy. I was like, it was incredible, and I didn't know what to expect. And they and I just felt like, "Hey, they're here. They welcome me here," and after that, it was one ship after another, and it was incredible skies of ships that night, they were seemed to be just a array of different colors and dancing, and I felt my sister and brothers of the stars. Aloha. I felt so warm and happy to know that we have this life form and that they're there. We always read about it, or we talk about it in our culture, and we talk about the star beings, but, you know, and I hear the stories of the old ones, but I never really made any scene or had made contact with them. And visually and seeing the ships, and I'm like, okay, this is just a missing puzzle of my journey is like, yes. So this is a very highlight time of my life here, and I have not many stories to tell when I get back to the island. I've been here, this is the third night, and it seems like every night there is a you know, there's always many, many ships out there, and I feel safe. It feels great. It feels safe. You feel happy when you see them flying and making themselves known and seen, and I look forward to tonight as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't. It seems like, they didn't wait at all. As soon as you came outside, they just came in and did their little aloha thing up in the sky, and
they sure did.
Oh yeah, and it seems like a mutual respect or a mutual greeting. It was amazing how they came in, and they didn't even wait for it to get dark. They came in during daylight and were doing their thing.
Amazing, and the energy, you know, the weather's been so beautiful here. It's like James was saying, "Hey, you brought the Hawaii weather with you," you know, and I'm so happy about that. And being even in the daytime today, while I was out there on the land and just doing some healing and meditations, and we looked up and there was a ship that was above us, and it went. It was a black ship, and then it went into behind a cloud, and you could see the aura of the rainbow color aura around this cloud. And I said, they're hearing the chants, because I was chanting and doing some work for the land. But they heard, I'm sure they did. And, this is what I feel anyway, and it was great. It was wonderful. Mm-hmm. It was just hovering over us, mm-hmm. Cam and I. Mm-hmm.
I know when you were doing the chanting out there, my crown just went off, and I go, wow, you know, I can really feel the energy coming in, and I know if I'm feeling it, they're definitely feeling it up there in the skies, and because they're, you know, ultra-sensitive as well, so I'm sure we got a message out to the universe, and they know we're here, and we have peaceful intentions, and if they want to come down and, you know, have a cup of tea or coffee or whatever they want to do, you know,
yeah,
we'll oblige them.
Come on down.
Yeah. You know, speaking of chanting, I was hoping that tonight we could get you to do a blessing over the air for all those who want to experience that same energy. You know, those who are sensitive,
oh, sure.
If they could just, you know, still their minds for a little bit and just sit down and, you know, put themselves in a state of receivership and just feel the energy that comes with these chants.
It would
turn
be
the
my
mic
pleasure.
Over. Yeah, I'll just turn the mic over to you and sit back and enjoy the energy.
Okay. All right. Shall I do it now, James?
Yes, that'd be awesome.
Okay. This one is a Hawaiian chant of calling in the, we call it calling in the ancestors, calling in the one, star brothers and sisters, the winged ones, the ones that fly, and I'll sing it in Hawaiian, then I'll also say it in English. And it goes like this. Anawai, 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 meke vina, meke aloha, iako pakahia pau, aloha e, namakua, nakupuna, nakamali'i, nakekihana o ke aina, o ke ualani, aloha e. Aloha e. Aloha mai. Mahalo ke akua. We call upon Father God, Divine Creator, Mother God, Divine Nurturer. We call upon the star brothers and sisters of the stars, the sea gods and goddesses of the sea. We call upon the whale, dolphin, turtle, shark, octopus. We call upon the winged ones, the ones that fly. We call upon the white eagle, the red-tailed hawk, hummingbird, dragonfly, butterfly, the white owl. We call upon the four-legged ones, the ones that crawl. We call upon the white buffalo, bear, wolf, jaguar, horse. We call upon the gecko. We call upon the aumakua of this land, the guardians of this land. And we call upon the guardians of Hawaiki to join us as a rainbow bridge between Washington State and Hawaii. As we are the bridge between heaven and earth. I ila opele I Hawaii. We call upon Hina, Haumea, Hiaka, Namaka oke kai, Kane, Lono, Ku, Kanaloa. We call upon the Christ light. Mother Mary, Michael the Archangel, Archangel Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel. We ask blessings for each and every one of you, and for your children, and for your children's children, to be blessed with long life, good health, and abundance of all good things. May the wind always be at your back, and may there always be food on your table. May the spirit of aloha and ohana, family, dwell in the house of your hearts forever and ever. Amama, amama ua noa. The prayer is freed. Ah, mahalo kia koa. Amen. Thank you. This is what we chant when we open the doorway, the portal to the other world and worlds. We know that there are the ones that walk before us, and they are above, watching us, taking care of us, supporting us, and loving us, and gracing us with their beauty, their love, their light, their wisdom, the mana'o. And now, we are never alone. We have great beings beside us. And it surely is very vivid here on this land, on this ranch. I know now that they are there. And they are assisting us on our journey. Today is a good day. Aho. Was that good one?
Well, you kind of left me speechless. I don't even want to talk right now because I'm feeling this wonderful energy coming in. Yeah, especially the, is it the Amakua, the protector?
Yes, the Amakua are our guides and our protectors. Amakua can be, could be animal, bird, fish, turtle. Like I have turtle, our family is turtle clan, and in Hawaii it's more of a, it's family, it's going forward, never looking back, you know, keep going forward. Don't look back, and whatever happened in the past has happened. And to make it right, we go forward and with much love and aloha and sing many songs and prayers and that clears, we believe that clears the past. If there is anything that is, you know, holding us back or, you know, emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually. So Honu, the turtle, is my Amakua. Also shark, Manu. And shark medicine is very, you know, shark people are strong. They're perseverance. They keep going. And they live long. And they carry much wisdom. Shark medicine people, unfortunately, we have to travel alone sometimes and it gets lonely, but that's the way when you embrace the path of, being a medicine woman, kupuna, and you travel and you open the doorway. They open the doorway so you can travel around the world where I have. And I have traveled to Japan and Europe and New Zealand and to teach and to connect with the elders of the around this beautiful planet. And I travel alone, solo, like the shark. And it's a good Amakua, and that's, I hold on to that because his strength, his courage. And then we also like the rainbow, the Anoenoe, we call it, the rainbow. We believe in the rainbow beings, and they are also Amakua, and the, we call us the rainbow children, because at this place, at point and time, we are all colors in Hawaiki. There's many different nationalities because, you know, they came to work the land and the pineapple and the sugar plantation and that was how we had, and tourism, you know. But people seem, so the Japanese came in, Portuguese, Puerto Rican, Filipino, you know, the Koreans and many Spanish people worked the land, and came to our island, so we are very much of a rainbow tribe, you know. And my great-grandmother always told me, now don't forget you have Indian blood. And so I researched that, and Taino Indian from Puerto Rico, and also Calusa Seminole, you know, from Florida area. So I connected with them, and it's been a wonderful journey. I've been adopted by many tribes, the Apache tribe, Gray Wolf, Nantan Lupan, who is the great-great-grandson of Geronimo, and invited me to do a sun, be the sacred woman at Sundance. And, this was maybe about 10 years ago. And then he gifted me a pipe that he made to connect with the rainbow children of Hawaiki and the Apache people. So I am also a pipe carrier for the nations. I'm also a chiefess of the Calusa Seminole Nation, and I was ordained a chiefess about 2 years ago, and I have my council on Maui, and we get together, and we help the elderly. We think of things to create a better, take care of the aina, the land, and it's growing, and we're a community, and we see that we want to live in a community and have and grow things from the land, and and everything green, and we want to go back to nature and live off the land. So that's what we're doing, and growing the medicine to keep us healthy and strong as well, and the herbal things. And so Aumakua can also be, I have a good story. Uncle John. Okay, Uncle John, he's a mo'o, which is lizard, gecko, the gecko. And Aumakua. And Uncle John, they'd be partying all 1 o'clock, 2 in the morning, playing cards, singing, and having a good time. And then we'd say, hey, where's Uncle John? And then you see Uncle John turn into a mo'o. And he's like on the wall. We go, wow, that's cool. And to us, it was like, yeah, he's cool. He's turned into a lizard. And we never thought that he just thought he had special powers, and he was unusual. And we, but as children, we see this. So we just laugh, we go play hide and seek and go run around. We didn't care. But now that, Uncle's gone, and it's like, I wish I had listened to the stories that Uncle told us. And, he did. He told us stories, and Auntie told us stories, Grandmother, Grandpa. And we said, old people just talking over and over and over. But that's how we learned. And nothing was written. Everything was oral. So now I listen to the elders. I listen to the children. And I this is the way we live, and we come together, me and my cousins and my other friends that are medicine people, and it's like we're racking our brains thinking, what did Uncle say? What did Auntie say? What was the recipe for this? And how did he climb the walls with just his, hands and his feet? How did he do that? And it's like, it was like that. We believe in the owl, the poeo, and when we see a poeo or an owl fly over the house, and if we're not at home, we say, oh, we gotta go home, because that's an omen that our children is sick or there's some trouble. So we go home. And sure enough, it's like, the grandson has a fever, and we must take care. So they warn us, and we listen, we believe, and we listen to them. They don't talk to us, but they do, in a sense of like, you know, ESP or, you know, we, and a lot of how we are in the native Hawaiian, it is a lot of ESP. We don't have to finish sentences, or we just look at each other and we know already what, you know, uncle needs, auntie needs, or what they need, or the children need. It's like inside of every one of us, but we really practice it in Hawaii, and lots of times we don't speak a lot. It's a lot of just body language or movement or just a look, and which is really great that when you're sensitive, you can feel all of this. And a lot of my children are gifted children, and so it's fun. It's just been a fun family. We, we play like psychic games, you know, or we telepathically talk to each other. And this is like what we did. We didn't have like TV when we grew up, so mom and dad and uncle and auntie, we would all, you know, play, talk starry and play games. So we were raised this way. And now with all the, you know, I think with all the technology that we have, it's a shame that we don't, you know, I think we should turn the TV off and the Nintendo and the Wii off for at least a couple of hours, or at least an hour a day, and just talk starry. And this is where we can pass on the knowledge and the wisdom and through to the ones, you know, after us and the children. And I believe that by doing this, we will keep the mana'o going, the wisdom going, you know, because a lot of it is getting lost, you know, and we need to bring it back to ceremony, to ritual, to storytelling.
Does it seem to me like that false world, you might say, that world of technology to keep everybody distracted and programmed and consuming and everything, it's definitely folding in on itself. It's coming to a close, and people don't have an alternative because they haven't had any training in, you know, sitting around a campfire, going out and watching the stars or watching the sky just singing, you know, having gardening, you know, getting in touch with the earth. And I love what Chief Seattle said. You know, he said, you take man out of nature and you harden his heart. And that's happened to where people have, they don't really, what do they call it? They've been desensitized, you might say, and they don't really think about the consequences of their action or being a willing participant in a lot of the industries that are going on today, and, you know, the war industry and even the drug industry and all the genetic modification of corn and all the other crops and you know, binding salmon with strawberries, you know, and things like that. It's just gotten insane, and people have gotten so far away from nature and just base common sense that I think it's so important to bring this back, to bring us back to basics and back to nature and back to a way of life that is sustainable and is fun and, you know, without all the chaos and the drama and the desensitivity that's going on.
That's so true and so right. I was just reading a little bit of the Dalai Lama, and went to a Tibetan store here in Portland when I arrived 2 days ago, and I got a little pocketbook, and first thing I opened it up, and it says that, you know, we need to go to nature and our families and with our neighbors and the community to take the time off and go to the country and be in nature, go to the park, and let's, you know, have a picnic, he said, and have the children play. and have a detox diary and share your wisdom, share what brought you to this point in your journey, and let the children play together, make friends and laugh and have Mother Earth under your feet, walk barefoot, and receive the blessings. She heals us. She's our mother, and she will heal us. And we lay on the, when you're little, remember when we used to lay our backs, lay down on the grass, and we look in the clouds, and we see faces in the clouds, and it would tell us a story, and we'd pretend, the imagination of a child, and to pretend again, that we're, maybe we're queen or pirates or this and that. It's just fun to use the mind, the imagination of things. I truly believe it's better than technology, watching television, and all that stuff. It is, all that. So let Mother Earth, help us and heal us and give us all that good, happy vibes, and the clouds and the sky, Father Sky, Grandfather Sun, Grandmother Moon. They are our family. We are here as, we are their children. And I just had a grandson born April 9th, and so I went to Wisconsin, and we did a christening for him, and went to the forest among the redwood trees and the pine trees, and had my son hold him up to the sky, to the heavens, to the east, the south, the west, and the north. And we called in the grandfathers, the grandmothers of each direction, and said, come, look at, this is your son. You have a new son. His name is Bennett Caimana Guzman. Take care of him, and protect him, and shower him with the mana'o, with the wisdom of the star brothers and sisters. And we went through each direction. It was wonderful. And we, and then we planted a pine tree, a seedling, a pine tree on the land, and we put his belly button, the cord from his mother and him that connected him and her. We planted that, put that in the earth first, and then we planted this pine tree, little one. So he will grow strong and live long and be have strength and wisdom like the mighty pine, be very strong on his journey. And the ceremony, yes, ritual. This is what we need to go back to. And I know that my grandson will grow to be a very healthy, strong, in his body, his mind, and his spirit. He's truly blessed. Mother Earth has blessed him that day. And so, this is, how I feel that we need to go back to nature, to the land, And we have everything. She'll feed us. She will house us. She will take care of us. The grandfather, son, will bless us with the light to have our crops grow and give us all the vitamins that we need for our skin, our body, our mind, everything, our physical body, vitamin D, What do you need? Just go outside. And, when we're sick in Hawaii, we have a cold or we have a runny nose and our lungs are full of all this phlegm. Oh, first thing, we go to the ocean. The family, we pack up the family, go to the ocean, go swimming. And all that stuff comes out in the salt water, We don't need to go get no antibiotics. We just go into the water and then make a little miso soup or something with seaweed in it, and you drink it for about 3 or 4 days, and they're all well again, strong. Yeah,
that sure worked for me. I mean, I was here so many winters, all the way through winter, under 10 feet of snow and dealing with all that, And this last year I said, you know, I'm going to do something different. So I went to Hawaii, and then first thing I got there, that was the first two things I said, you know, as soon as I got there, I said, I need to jump in the ocean. I need to just get everything off of me and and clear my system out and let the salt water and the waves just flow over me and cleanse my fields. And so that's what we did. And, you know, the second thing I said, I really want to meet a kahuna here. And then I met you right after. So it was kind of funny. Rich was being my tour guide there. And I didn't even say anything. Basically, whatever I thought just manifested there instantly. And we were just going from one group to another group to another group. And
we were waiting for you.
Yeah, I just loved the energy there. Just everything flowed, you know, and that aloha spirit. It's just, you know, the America
aloha.
Or the U.S. over here really needs that right now, and especially the cities need that aloha spirit. They've kind of lost it.
Yes. You know, aloha, it's not only a greeting of hello and goodbye. You know, it also means love. I aloha you. I love you. You know, and then we have a higher spiritual meaning of akua, God, within you comes out through you, the breath, the ha. Aloha. Aloha. So it's a mantra. It heals you. You sing it. You say it. It vibrates on a very high level. You know, aloha, and it's connecting with the divine from above, within you, and we believe in the breath, the ha, the breath of life. And when we meet the elders, the kapunas, and the medicine people, anyone that you respect and honor that you would like to share your breath with, we do the honi honi, we call it, the nose kiss. Something like the Eskimo, but we don't rub our noses, we just put our nose and our foreheads together, and we breathe in together in unison, you know, maybe about three breaths. When we have the time, we breathe in three breaths together, in and out. So we believe that this is the greatest gift that we can share, our breath, the breath of life, you know, with each other. And this is very a sacred time when two people come together and take that moment to share their breath, their mana'o. We heal with the breath. We heal with the ha, the breath. And when I'm doing lomi lomi or, you know, work on the body, the physical body, wherever the pain is, or we need to pull things out or put things in. First we pull things out, the energies, if there's any stuck energy. We pull it out, lomi lomi, and we pull it out. And then when we pull something out, we must fill it up again, you know? Mm-hmm. We just can't leave it open. So we put the breath into that spot of their hip or their heart or their shoulder, wherever. You know, their back, wherever it's needed to seal it, to put the mana, the breath of divine, in there. And it's so, you know, it works. And we believe when we, you know, you turn something, you open the doorway, and you, for spirit or for healing, you must also close it, okay? You open, you close. You turn a light on, you turn a light off. Yeah, because we don't want to leave anything open because we don't know, you know, maybe lesser energies, lesser, you know, things may come through that doorway. So we only want the divine. And we close. And if there's a hole, we make a hole in the ground, and then we have to put something, a seed or a stone in there. We don't leave it open and just a hole in the ground. There's always, we put something in there till we can get there back to it. Maybe we didn't get the plants, but we know we're going to open it. We're going to make the hole for the tree or the seedling, whatever. But we always put a little pebble or a stone in there till we can get there. Because you're leaving it open for something that to come in that is that maybe you didn't ask for. And it's like opening people, you know, they look at, they open things in the doorway, let's say, because I'm, all, you know, we live between two worlds. We're shamans as well, and we travel between worlds, and we open the portal for earthbound souls or whatever it is that we're helping people to free themselves of. We must also close it, yeah? We don't want anything else coming in, see, and or any negative energies, any vibrations. You know, it's a one-way valve going out, and then we ask the divine or the beautiful ones, Michael the Archangel, to close it. And this is how Huna, Hawaiian Huna, or shamanism, Hawaiian shamanism, is how it works. And so I teach this, and I teach it. I like to kind of slow down with my journey and traveling because I'm getting, older, and it's hard for me to travel alone. And so I want people to come to Maui and learn if they want to come in and enjoy the Huna, the teachings of our ancestors. And I do that. I teach one-on-one or groups. And so many people are coming, and from Europe and Japan and America, people are starting to come to Hawaii and to learn. Even with this recession, you know, and this talk, you know, how the world or our economy is right now, people still have time and will save for that, for learning rituals and ceremonies, learning the Huna, learning the way to walk into worlds, learning the way of the star brothers and sisters, and just, you know, getting into that other, the other way of life, our journey. And I'm very busy woman, you know, even with all of this going on in our world, people are saying, no, we have to go back to the ancient wisdom ways. And how did they do, you know, how did they live? How did they, you know, be happy without, you know, savings in the account, you know, savings money, you know, I'm very happy. I it's not affecting me, so to speak, the economy, because when you're just a child of the land, it doesn't affect you, yeah, because you live off the land.
If you live simply, yeah. I know it creates a big difference in your life, and also too, I'm a firm believer that there is a division. I hate to use that word, but there's two worlds, and all the prophecies talk about that, and those who, you know, want to be kind to each other and the planet and work together and live in harmony are creating one world, and the old world where, you know, we have the greed and the competition and all the chaos and the, you know, the misuse of technology and everything else, that world is coming to an end, and the whole planet is ascending. So, you know, a lot of people go, you're crazy, you know, that's what you're doing is crazy, you know, you need to get real and whatever else. And I always go, well, your world's the illusionary world, and it's coming to an end. So if you really want to focus on security, you might want to align with, you know, the way the universe is going versus continue to work against it and go against the flow.
I, yes, go with the flow. you know, and nowadays, I really believe, you know, that the intention of whatever you do, with you do it with love, you know, and that's what's going to help you to get through this life. You know, they have the Hopis, or they say, you know, the river is flowing and it's turning and it's chaos and it's going quickly right now. It's crazy. And many people are holding on to the sides of the stones and the rocks and the roots. So because they are afraid to go into the river. You might get hurt over there. You might die. And yes, but you know, you hold on to the rocks and to the roots. You'll live longer, maybe, perhaps. But eventually, yes, you will die. But then there's some people, you know, that have the courage and they know that at the end of the river is something really, really beautiful there. And so you'll find me in the middle of that river where the chaos and where it's stirring and it's crazy and it's rough. And I try, you know, you keep yourself ahead, you know, try to keep your head above water and you look around who is next to you. Who are the people that are next to you? These are the people that you have been waiting for. These are the people that will help and support your journey. They will not judge you. They love you. They support you. And we go down the river together. We may get bumped and bruised, our physical body, but the spirit gets strong. And at the end of this river, yeah, this is where the good medicine is. This is where it is, well, we call what bliss, paradise, nirvana, whatever you want to call it. But it is a place where you will find me. Yeah. You will find people that are walking the red road or the beauty way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've noticed there's a lot of people out there that are really in process right now with this new energy coming in. It seems to be pushing everything up, you know, that we haven't dealt with or faced, or all of our fears and phobias and old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience. And like you were saying, the same message is coming from the Palladians and the higher beings, is that, you know, we have to release the past and you know, heal and move forward and stop projecting these old programs into, you know, this new world that we're moving into. And do you have any advice for people that are kind of stuck in that, their old patterns on how to move out of that?
Well, first of all, I would say, take a deep breath, breathe, turn off your cell phone, turn off the iPod, the TV, whatever, computer. Go outside and just be. Just be. You know? And not to get too hungry, too tired, too sleepy. Eat. Fill yourself up. Drink lots of good water. You know, you're not sick, you're just thirsty. And eat good foods of the land and breathe, breathe deep. You know, and then that's when the mind gets clear. When all of that stuff that's pulling you, your thoughts away, the negative energies, they pull you away from the light. And then see that light, that beautiful white light, the star above the heavens, and bring it into you. And to all of your mind, your throat, your chakras. You know, first you have to get centered. You gotta be in pono. You gotta be in harmony and in balance within. Just be. I remember my girlfriend, she was heartbroken. And I said, go see Uncle Al. He's a kahuna. And she went there. She made the journey up to, he lived by Haleakala, up in the crater. Long journey. And when she said, oh, I got a broken heart, and I'm Omani, and I don't know, you know, all the drama, all the sadness pours out. And he just says, here, eat your poi, and here's some fish. And then he goes, now go home. And I was, you know, it's like, what? But she needed to go back to the roots. The poi is of taro, and that is our life force. That is the substance of our land, that our mana, mm-hmm. that gives, nourishes our body, mind, and spirit. So she ate her poi, she ate her fish, her ahi, and her raw fish, and then she went home. And he said to just go back to nature. Go back and never mind anything else. Just nurture the self, he said. Nurture yourself, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't, if you wait for someone, you know, to nurture you, to bring you, you know, flowers and chocolates or give you mm-hmm. some good wisdom, and, you know, you may wait forever. You need to do it yourself, you know, in the beginning. And then, of course, you can go to support groups, but like-minded mm-hmm. people. So, with the chaos and everything that's happening now in this world, I would say, mm-hmm. you know, breathe, eat right, have lots of sleep, pray, connect mm-hmm. with the Aumakua, connect with the star beings, connect with the land, and drink good water. Yeah. And be in nature, sing and chant. You know, singing and chanting, it changes the vibrations of your body, mind, and spirit. It heals the cells in your body, mm-hmm. and so we sing, we chant, we pray, and we sing loud. We don't just, you know, sing mm-hmm. under our breath. We sing loud, so spirit can hear us. Mm-hmm. And don't worry, just for today, you know, I shall not worry. For we're going to be okay. We all have been born, and at this time we're still alive because we know deep down in our spirit and our matrix, our DNA, we came here for a purpose. And in this new millennium, mm-hmm. 2009 now, going to come 2012 pretty soon. Yeah, the end of the Mayan calendar, they say. So what's next, you know? We all came here at this time for this big, you know, I find it exciting time.
Oh, yeah.
So if they got out of their mind and into their heart, they will be fine.
Like that old saying, you know, gods and goddesses don't do boring things, and we're eternal souls, and some of us chose some big lessons down here, but, you know, we're big enough to handle them. You know, unfortunately, we're out of time, Nahi. I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. I might be able, is Pam there? I would love to have her do a real quick recount of one of the ships she saw.
Yes, she's right here, James.
Yeah, we'll have you back on the show again, too. I know there's so much more to say.
Thank you so much, James. And if the people want to find me, I'm on www.nahi-aloha.com. And you can write to me at nahi-aloha@yahoo.com.
All right, we've got that up on the site. So.
Okay, baby.
Aloha, and thank you for coming
aloha.
On the show.
Hello.
Hello, Pam. We just have a minute, but I really wanted you to tell people about the ship that you experienced real quick before we sign off.
Sure. Last weekend we'd seen a lot of activity, but we went out at about 3 a.m., the three of us, and I just felt like I needed to go back out into the field, and they followed me, and as I was sitting down, I had my thought, my intention of seeing a triangle ship. And in the moment of my thought, the ship appeared. It came up behind us. It was a triangular ship moving in exactly in the moment of my thought. And we look up, we're watching it, and it hovered over us. It stopped, and then it shifted into a square, and then a circle, and then a spiral, and then a line, and back to a triangle. And it stayed over us, and it just continued to glow and change shape. You couldn't see the stars behind it. It blocked out the sky where it was. It was very low. And it was amazing. It was beautiful. And it touched me in many ways, but it showed me that the power of intention and the connection, the communication was there. It was for us, and it touched my heart. It touched all of us, and it was just a really beautiful experience to share.
Great. And I know other people saw it as well, because we had other people that had the same experience. And then we,
that's right.
We
found out in the morning that other people,
Well, I've got to end the show. I wish we'll get you on again and talk more about some of the sightings you've had.
Okay, so, that'd be great. Thank you.
All right, well, have a good evening, and I'll see you soon.
Okay, thank you.
All right, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening, and watch the skies, because we're seeing 40 to 30 a night here and some amazing things, as you just heard. So anyway, have a great evening. Good night.